down in a valley near a town in Yorkshire. I lived at my ease and was free from all care. I lived at my ease and had sweethearts anew, till I met with the lads with their bonnets so blue. Now a regiment of soldiers, as you shall soon hear, from Scotland to Kingston came abroad for to steer. There was one lad amongst them, I love him so true. He's my bonny Scotch lad with his bonnet so blue. His cheeks are like roses, his eyes like two sloes. He's proper and he's handsome wherever he goes. And besides, he's good-natured and comely to view. He's my bonny Scotch lad with his bonnet so blue. It was early one morning, I rose from my bed, and I called out to Nelly, my own waiting maid. Come dress me as well as your two hands can do, for I'm going to see the lads with their bonnets so blue. When I came to the regiment, it was on parade. I listened intently to hear what was said. His name is Charles Stewart, I love him so true. He's my bonny Scotch lad with his bonnet so blue. My love passed me by with his gun in his hand. I strove to speak to him, but it was all in vain. I strove to speak to him, but by me he flew, and my heart went along with his bonnet so blue. I said, my dear jewel, I'll buy your discharge, and I'll free you from the army, and I'll set you at large. If you will but love me, and always prove true, for well I do love your sweet bonnet so blue. He said, my young lady, if you do me discharge, and you free me from the army, and you set me at large, if I should away and along with you go, then what would my poor little Scotch lassie do? For I have a sweetheart in my own country, and I would never deny her for her poverty. The girl that I love has always proved true, and I'll ne'er put a stain on my bonnet so blue. I'll send for a limner from London to Hull, and I'll have my love's picture drawn out in the full, and there in my bedchamber oft will I view my bonny Scotch lad with his bonnet so blue.